This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
This is the Screamer for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, saying support Women in Horror Month. It is Women in Horror Month, or Women in Horror Recognition Month. What is it? It's an international grassroots initiative. It encourages and supports those women involved in the horror film industries. They're usually underrepresented, but that can change. And that's why we invite you to listen to our special Women in Horror Month episodes. We have part one with Bailey from the A to Z of Horror, and we were looking at a woman of colour in horror films and exploitation movies. And Bailey had her choice of favourite women, favourite ladies in the genre. Episode 2, February the 9th, is with Bianca Martin and the Girl Frieders, looking at horror zines and comics made by women for women. And episode 3, that's quite the surprise, February the 16th. Let's just say one word. Suspiria. All right, get your ghoulish garish girl rags on and stay tuned with us on Sci-Fi and Scream as we celebrate 2016's Women in Horror Recognition Month, only on Joy 94.9 on Sci-Fi and Scream with the Screamer. So stay tuned for that and more. It's all about celebrating and supporting women who make horror movies, television, write screenplays, write fiction, make comics, make zines, whatever it is they're into, we will support them. It's positive, it's inclusive, and it's only here on Sci-Fi and Scream. Women in Horror Month is February 2016.
Hysteria and rampant paranoia swept the New England countryside. Citizens in the small village were being accused of casting spells, of consorting with the devil, of being witches.
Beholder! the Hecate trees. Shed to the wind till a skeleton claws the sky. I am alone in a forest of memories, dragging behind me the howl of the winter.
And this is Sci-Fi and Squeam here on Joy 94.9. Yes, thanks to Chatterbox, of course. And this is Sonia here taking the realm and the helm of witchiness here tonight in the studio. Which one is that? Well, it is Women in Horror Month, as you've probably already heard, explained as such in the intro for tonight's show. And it means that we're celebrating, yeah, women in horror, women who make horror, thrillers, that type of thing, anything on filmmaking, television. We had a couple of weeks ago, we had women who made horror zines. So there you go, and comics. So it's a plethora of good womanly things. And we've got Bailey back from the A to Z of Horror.
Hello, always good to be here.
Yeah, you're going to be helping me later on the show.
Yeah, you've got a bit of a frog in your throat, I think.
Oh, I think a witch put it there.
Yep.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised. It could be a toad at this rate.
Maybe a goat.
Maybe, yeah, Black Phillip. We'll talk about Black Phillip a bit later and horny goats when we look at The Witch, the Robert Eggers film that is blitzrieging, just going crazy.
Oh, everyone's going mental for this movie.
They are. And we've had to wait. Like the US, it was released last week, and we've got to wait another 3 weeks. It's ridiculous. I will put a curse on that person who decided to hold that back.
Why haven't you already?
I can't remember. Maybe I have. Now, Hickory Dickory Dock, we have in the studio, she's returned to us just as I planned it with my sorcery. And that is Sara Lundberg. Welcome.
Oops, she disappeared.
Where did she go? She vanished in smoke.
Must be a witch around somewhere.
Right, you didn't think I had the mic on, did you? Something like that. So you're here to talk about innuendo.
Yes, thank you for having us back again. I brought a few people with me as well.
Yeah,
quite a few crew.
Quite a few, yeah. I didn't bring all 200 that have been making it. So this is a very small take on only six people.
That's the elite.
200. So.
And we've got someone new, first time ever, Pauline, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Hey, and what's your involvement with this tremendous event? Project.
This tremendous project.
Yeah.
I played Kate in the film, who was an associate of Sarah's character, Tuli, in her dealings with the art world. And I also helped crew for a couple of months on there as well. So
Cool. Multitasking.
And
has it finished filming? Or?
Yes. So we're quite far into post-production, actually, already into sound mixing and colour grading and all those things that you do very last. So quite exciting.
Is it exciting or is that the boring bits?
It's all equally exciting and boring, to be honest.
Because it's hard work.
It's just nice to see each face come to some kind of an end, although for me it doesn't feel like it's ever going to end. There's always going to be something more to do, which I love because I'm a bit of a workamaniac. But
excellent.
Yeah, so it is nice to see something sort of completed, like shooting completed, editing completed, this and that completed. It's really nice.
So I'm really curious, you said you've nearly finished like the entire project. How long has it taken so far?
Well, that depends. I wrote it about 3 years ago.
Wow.
But the actual production, we've started 30th of March last year.
Right.
And now, less than a year later, we're already in post-production. So I think personally that's pretty quick.
Yeah, you guys definitely got a leg on that.
Yeah,
one.
So we've really had some witches working on it, I think.
Witches, yes.
Yeah, I was one of them.
Yeah. And a bitch of a producer, apparently.
A witch of a producer.
or a bitch. Sorry, I'm probably not supposed to say that.
Witch.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. That's what I said all the time.
And what's it about? Like, I guess that would be a good idea for me to ask you that.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes. Plot-wise. Synopsis. That's the word we use. Synopsis.
Yeah. So we've got a mysterious young lady arriving in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts modelling at life drawing classes. And through her imagination and delusions, we finally find out her naked truth.
Her naked... Oh, there's nudity. Should people be aware of that?
How did you get that from that?
I don't know.
There may be, but hey, we were just thinking, are there thrillers without nudity?
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. She's gone bright red.
No, it's just warm in here.
Yeah, it is a bit warm. A bit toasty. The cauldron's been busy, bubbling and boiling.
Well, the name is Innuendo, so I suppose you can expect a few themes like that.
And yes. It's already won an award.
Well, the screenplay did, yes. So the film is not quite complete yet, so but hopefully some more awards coming up later.
Yeah. Well, it all depends on what the critics think. And Ben Wheatley, one of my favourite directors, he's not too fussed about critics. He put something online just in the last 24 hours or so saying, you know, film critics, we don't need them. They spoil our films. What do you think?
Was that because he got a bad review by any chance?
Sounds like it could be a little bit of a grudge.
Personally,
grudge. That's a witch film, isn't it?
Yeah. Personally, I don't really mind.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'd rather people hate my film than think it's nice, you know? I'd rather polarise people. If I find people that love it, great. If I find people that hate it, even better. I think that's a good place to be in. If someone goes to see my film and thinks, yeah, it's all right, I think that's worse than someone hating it.
You don't want some sort of mediocre kind of, I guess.
But yeah, for me, that just doesn't seem very enjoyable.
Right. And also, then you don't have to worry about hunting them down and finding out where they live and setting...
Casting spells.
Don't
like
tell
a witch.
Everyone.
Like a witch. Now, if you are a witch or you do like witch movies, which ones are those? Let us know. These puns have got to stop. It's easy to do onair@joy.org.au or you can SMS us on 0427JOY949. I have a witchy frog in my throat. This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
You are all hereby found guilty of the crime of witchcraft. I sentence you, hags, to be burned at the stake until you are deemed fit to re-enter society.
Fire it up, boys.
Ha ha! See you in hell, Seymour.
Goodbye, Mother.
How horrible.
If they're really witches, why don't they use their powers to escape?
That sounds like witch talk to me, Lisa.
Never mind.
Well, that's 75 witches we've processed. That ought to show God whose side we're on, eh, Pastor?
Yes, Nedwin, but we have many more strumpets to incinerate. Brothers and sisters, there is still a witch among us.
Let us throw open the floor to wild accusations.
Woohoo! I accuse Goody Flanders!
I accuse Goody Badwife.
We killed her on Sunday.
Well, there must be someone here we can accuse.
Lisa Simpson!
Bart, quit it!
She put a spell on me. Must drop pantaloons.
Let's come to our senses, everyone. This witch hunt is turning into a circus.
She's the witch.
Yeah!
She's the witch!
I was just about to accuse her.
This is crazy. I'm not a witch.
Ha! Then how come your laundry is always much whiter than mine?
Oh, I've heard enough. Burn her!
People, let us not turn into an angry mob. Goody Simpson is entitled to due process.
Okay, here's how the process works. You sit on the broom and we shove you off the cliff.
What?
Well, hear me out. If you're innocent, you will fall to an honorable Christian death. If, however, you are the bride of Satan, you will surely fly your broom to safety. At that point, you will report back here for torture and beheading.
Tough, but fair.
Stop! Doesn't the Bible say, judge not, lest ye be judged?
The Bible says a lot of things. Shove her!
Brothers and sisters, we have performed the Lord's work.
Hi, this is Gail Simone, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
This is Sci-Fi and Squeam here on Joy 94.9. We've got quite a few delightful people from Innuendo, the movie that is now heading towards post-production. It's happening. It's a thriller. It's a bit witchy as well, I think. And we've got the lovely music in the background there. We had Machines of Broken Dreams by Charlie Harrison, who's in the studio, the composer. So welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Great to have you here.
Yeah, great to be here.
Tell us a bit about that beautiful sound.
That one there in particular, that's just a lot of layers of voices, and it's just all done in my home studio.
Cool.
Bit of guitar, and yeah, just lots of layers, really, that one.
Mm. So as far as working with Sarah Lamberg, now's your time to spill the beans. How did you get involved with her and doing the soundtrack, the composing of this?
I've worked with Sarah on a few short films before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I'm just very proud of pretty much anything that we've done before.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I've been involved in Innuendo since the early stages. So still very honoured to be asked to do the music for it.
Mm.
But yeah, it's been on my mind for a long time, this movie. So now I'm actually getting to sort of do a lot of work on the score. It's a good time.
Cool. And have you worked on other films as well, other projects? Or
yeah, so a few short films, mostly short films, really.
Okay.
As well as just working on music for music's sake.
Hmm. Influences?
I like. Well, just a wide range. I like Björk, I like Arvo Pärt, and sort of minimalist stuff like that.
Yep.
Electronic stuff. Flying Lotus, I was listening to the other day. Anything really, but
it's got that experimental, almost 70s sort of vibe to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know. For sure. There was a lot of great stuff made around there.
Mm.
Obviously, I love the Beatles, for example. That was my sort of first love in music.
Cool.
But that's kind of an obvious one to say, but yeah.
Hmm, very nice. And I'm sure once we see what the film is like, we'll go well together. We've got Joe Valenti here too.
Hi.
Hey, and now Joe is involved in what capacity, I should ask you?
I met Sarah at a short film festival, and I just had a look at the script and gave her some advice.
Yeah.
And from that point, Sarah asked me to be an extra in the film and to submit some artwork as one of the artists in the life drawing class.
Oh, right. Yeah. Cool. And we've all ended up with a T-shirt. It's just fabulous.
I have, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. It's pretty ingenious, innuendo. But, Joe, you've got a bit of a background here. We were talking off air about some favourite horror films, and the theme tonight is a bit witchy. You know, we're doing a look at The Witch, the new Robert Eggers film, later in the show with Bailey here from the A to Z of horror. What's a favourite witch film?
I love Suspiria.
Yes, excellent.
It's once I saw the restored copy of that DVD, pristine, and it's shot with the same cameras that they used for the MGM musicals.
Right,
it's just such a brilliant film.
Yeah.
And I love Witchfinder General, the Hammer film.
This is the one with Vincent Price.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I forget what Black Sunday, was more of a vampire, but it becomes a witch film because of the way Mario Bava shot it. And love Barbara Steele.
Barbara Steele, I know. She's still around, am I?
Yeah, I think she's still kicking around.
She's doing something in the future, actually, a film in the future, which looks interesting for her career. But Black Sunday, Mario Bava, of course, who Dario Argento, who did Suspiria, we talked about last week on the show, actually. And the influence there in Italian horror is pretty awesome.
Yeah. The Italian horror and the Hammer horror films.
Yes.
And now I think we've gone more to the Southeast Asian horror films from Korea and
K-horror and J-horror.
And Japan, but there's something about the way that the Italians and the British did horror that was just very influential. Tim Burton wouldn't, his films wouldn't be anything without that influence, I don't think.
Yeah, I think the influence is huge and a great synthesize, I guess, of all those different genres. But it's good to have a Hammer horror fan in the studio. Bailey was pretty, impressed.
Mm-hmm. Constantly Hammer. Hear about Hammer horror from you.
Yeah, I know. I just love the props and the settings and everything. But
yeah, it's like got that gothic feel to it. That,
exactly.
That's sort of lost now in a lot of horror films.
Mm. Well, I really did like Woman in Black. I did admit I didn't mind that one at all.
I love the TV version that was made in the
TV series thing?
No, it was a TV movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it was written by the guy who wrote the Quatermass films.
Fabulous.
And
yeah.
That TV one was extremely scary.
Mm. Like a good scare on television. Yeah. Which you don't really get. American Horror Story does have The Coven, which I've started watching a few episodes in now, for witch elements.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but witchy ones.
Very witchy.
Very witchy. I'm going to be sick of saying that word by the end of the show. Excellent, Joe. Well, we wish you all the best of luck with innuendo and whatever else you do.
Oh, thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing it now. Yeah. I'm probably, me and Bailey, the only people that haven't. Seen the film.
I'm actually really looking forward to it. It sounds great.
Yeah. Something to look forward to.
I want to see this chainsaw scenes,
Yeah.
I'm like a horror movie or something with chainsaws.
If I wasn't sold before, I would be now. Chainsaws, cool. Yes, definitely.
And what's up next for you, Charlie? More soundtrack music?
Yeah, I'm just 100% on the score at the moment, so I can't imagine a time when I'm not working on it anymore, so that's all on my horizon at the moment.
Have to make more films.
Yeah.
Do you have a website, iReview? Do you have a blog?
No, not yet. No.
Well, we've got Sarah. We can.
Yeah, it's all through the
hunt her down and innuendo. So just go online. They've got a Facebook page. There's some pictures coming up constantly. She can't get off that camera, that woman.
No.
Every 5 seconds, a new photo.
This is Sci-Fi and Squeam, doing the witch thing and innuendo here on Joy 94.9.
Now listen to me, Betty dear. I've talked to your papa, and I've told him everything. So there's nothing to be feared anymore. I want my mama.
Your mama's dead and buried.
I'll fight her. Let me fight.
Stop it. Betty, come here.
Mama. No, Mama.
Why are you doing this? I've told him. He knows now.
You drink blood, Abby. You didn't tell him that.
You'd never say that again.
You drank a charm to kill John Proctor's wife.
No, Abby.
You drank a charm to kill Goody Proctor.
All of you, we danced. That is all. And mark this. Let anyone breathe a word or the edge of a word about the other things. And I will come to you in the black of some terrible night, and I will bring with me a pointy reckoning that will shudder you. And you know I can do it. I saw Indian smash my dear parents' head on the pillow next to mine, and I have seen some reddish work done at night. I can make you wish you never saw the sun go down.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Hang on, I'm going to do that again. Okay?
Okay. Cool.
All right. Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
We have found the witch. May we burn, huh?
Burn! Who do you know she is a witch?
She looks like one. Yeah, she looks like
one. Bring her forward.
I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this. And this isn't my nose, it's a false one.
Well, we did do the nose.
The nose?
And the hat. But she is a witch.
Yeah.
Did you dress her up like this?
No.
Yes.
A bit.
A bit.
She has got a wart.
What makes you think she's a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt.
A newt?
I got better.
Burn her anyway!
What? There are ways of telling whether she is a witch.
Are there? Well, tell us!
Tell me, what do you do with witches?
Burn her!
And what do you burn apart from witches?
Poor witches!
Wood! So, why do witches burn?
Because they're made of wood.
Good. So, how do we tell whether she is made of wood?
Build a bridge out of her.
Ah, but can you not also make bridges out of stone?
Oh, yeah, cool.
Does a wood sink in water?
No.
It floats. It floats.
Throw her into the pond.
What also floats in water?
Bread. Apples.
Very small rocks.
Cider. A great gravy.
Cherries.
Mud.
Churches. Churches.
Lead. Lead.
A duck.
Exactly. So, logically,
if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood.
And therefore...
A witch!
A witch!
Now the fun starts.
So I find Squeam here doing the witchy thing. Yes, so if a duck floats, so does a witch, then a witch must be made of wood, and that must mean she's a...
She's a witch.
A broomstick? I don't know. Bailey, what do you think?
I don't know. All I know is it makes perfect sense.
It makes Monty Python sense. Thank you, Monty Python, once again, for keeping us happy. And it's a dark, mysterious, and can be quite an intense subject, witches, but they made light of it. Like wood. And in the studio we have more innuendo people.
Quite a lot more.
Yeah, we've got the whole posse are here. Posse or squad or
entourage.
Sarah's entourage. She's hiding in the corner. She's not allowed on the mic anymore. But we have got Catherine returning.
Hello.
Because you're the every woman everywhere when it comes to working with Sarah Lamberg, am
yes,
I right?
I'm everywhere.
What have you been doing? On this one, right
on this
now.
One, assistant director now.
Mm-hmm.
Sound, yeah. Bit of stunt stuff.
Throw you around a bit.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Do you say to yourself and action, and then you just jump?
I don't
yourself.
Say and action. Right. No, that's Sarah's thing.
Oh, okay.
I just tell everybody to sort of pull their heads in and be quiet. So. That's
cool.
My job.
That's your job.
Yeah.
And we do have...
Great for radio
yeah. Here.
No.
I'm looking... Heidi! Heidi Fabulous Solander is also here. And what are you doing?
Primarily, I'm makeup artist, but also assistant to Sarah, assistant to the director.
Oh, good.
So I'm the other everywhere lady.
Right. Now, do you have an assistant to yourself as the assistant director, Catherine?
I should have an assistant, but...
You do. It sounds like you have so many roles, you're kind of like your own assistant.
yeah, that's kind of true.
I got an assistant once. Pauline, you were my assistant up in Castlemaine.
Oh, Pauline. Yeah. Yes. Now, Pauline, we had on earlier talking, and she's has a bit of a major role, I think, too, in the film. Sarah's nodding her head, so I got that right.
Yes.
That's good. Now, how is innuendo? Listen to those children, those little possessed witchy children in the background. They're in the studio next door practicing some sort of satanic ritual. We'll just let them carry on with that. You know, it's about diversity.
1035.
Nothing bad could happen from this.
Yeah, they're from the 17th century. They're charming children, twins, actually. But in any case, Heidi?
Yep.
Innuendo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I came on board. I actually saw Sarah in the local paper, in the Leader paper,
right.
And got in touch with her and said, "Would you like a makeup artist?" And she said, "I've got a few people in mind, and we seem to get on very well." And I had hit the criteria, so
cool.
Yeah.
And now there's no looking back. You'll be assistant director in no time.
I wouldn't
Catherine,
take that job off Catherine.
Well, Catherine is a stunt woman, and, you know, people can have accidents. No, just kidding.
Thank you.
You look after yourself, all right?
I feel the love.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, Catherine is kind of famous, actually, for that show. What's
that
it called
show.
Again? I've forgotten.
Wentworth. Good one.
No, I really did. Wentworth. Beautiful. We love Wentworth.
Yes.
It's full of witches.
Yeah.
It is about witches, isn't it, really? It's a coven. A coven and jail.
Yeah, in a weird kind of way, yeah.
It is a bit, yeah.
When you think about it, everything's about witches.
Mm.
It is, really, particularly in Parliament right now. But anyway, let's not talk about that. Okay, innuendo, when's it out? When will it be released upon the world? That's the final question. Oh, not the final one. Me.
Mid-year. There you go. Mid-year.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. What kind of release is it going to have? Like festivals, a big show, you know?
Yeah, definitely festivals.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm really looking forward to seeing this.
Yeah, it's going to be a great movie. Yeah.
Nope, Sonia's a little bit incapacitated right now. I don't know.
I'm looking at the boss and wondering, we do have a few distributors interested, so, you know, that's where festivals and things like that come into play for the makers and the producers of the film.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so with that in mind, they play the game, we play the game.
That sounds really complicated and hard.
I would say that's a positive yes. Yeah.
Well, you're all making it sound really easy. Sorry, that sounded like sarcasm. That was not intentional. I do that sometimes.
You're mocking all the hours we've put in.
I'm just choking.
It's self-mockery because you're making it sound so easy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, see?
Uh-huh.
Website. Where can people go?
Innuendo.com.
Easy.
More innuendo.com.
Choking on a frog.
She's a witch. But,
yeah.
She's a witch.
She's a witch.
Thank you, guys.
It's been a pleasure.
That's fine. Thank you for having us.
And she choked and died. Not really.
Oh, thank God. We all laughed as she did it.
Yep. It's all point planned. Love.
Planned. This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
From the Babadook, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on
Joy. You said Scream. Oh, it's Squeam.
It's Squeam, squeam. Like
Squeezy.
Like,
yeah. Once more with feeling.
Okay. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
What went we out into this wilderness to find? Leaving our country, kindred, our fathers' houses. For what? For the kingdom of God. Let us pray.
Here we are, Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Yes, indeed. The Witch That's what we're talking about. We've been talking about it all night here on Joy.
We've been subtly alluding to it all night.
Dying with a toad in my throat that you brought in.
I didn't bring anything.
You said, look, kiss that, Sonia.
No, I didn't.
It's the most intimate relationship you'll have this year. And I went, okay.
Was I wrong?
Next minute, I couldn't breathe properly. Anyway, it's been thrashing around in my throat. I'm feeling better now. It's this esophagus high. But what is The Witch? The Witch is a new film and feature-length debut for a man called Robert Eggers, an American director. He's written and directed it. And The Witch's full title is The Witch, a New England Fable. On the posters, of course, for the film, it says a little bit different. It says it's set in 1636. New England, the New World, and it's a Puritan world. White people from the old country of England have appeared to settle in the New World of North America in the 17th century to eke out an existence of sorts, and certainly it's an existence designed by them, but also ordained by their God, the omnipresent Protestant God, a white Puritan God, of course, that pretty much runs their lives, and they run their lives within that idea. We meet this chap called William and his wife, Catherine, I think it's Catherine. William's played by Ralph Iverson, a wonderful English director, and Catherine, his wife, is played by the wonderful Kate Dickie, who is just incredible.
She was in Game of Thrones, wasn't she?
Yes, she was the the sister to...
Catelyn's sister. That's Catelyn right. Stark's sister.
That's right. A little bit
I
of a
feel
really
bad that I don't remember her character
issue
name, but
that was going on in that thing. But, I mean, wasn't he 17 years old and she was breastfeeding him or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's cultural, I'm sure, but in Game of Thrones world...
Yep, it was well past inappropriate.
It was well past.
Although it fit right in with the show.
Yes, you could say that. We were talking about cats earlier, but... In any case, there are not cats in this film. So there are some spoilers. We must let you know that if you are concerned. So we meet William. For some reason, the film starts off with him in a courtroom in a community. It's a settlement somewhere and a protection settlement, I'm sure. And he's being banished, him and his family. Four children, his wife. So off they gone. Off they going. Off they going. Off they gone.
Yeah.
God, it.
Yeah, you've definitely picked 1600s up the lingo,
rubbing
haven't
off
you?
Me. Yes. Doff has yeast taken to the languagey of the oldie world. He's very headstrong, William. Takes the family in the ricketyest little cart I've ever seen, drawn by one poor, overworked horse.
Yeah.
A real horse, not a person in a suit, but a real horse. And taken out into the wilderness, takes his family out.
Away
the
from
unknown.
The safety of numbers into...
That's right. Into...
A rinky-dink little farm on the edge of a evil forest, basically.
Well, it's a very evil-looking, mysterious forest, and there's a lot of it. And they come across this sort of open plan, open area that doesn't have trees, and surely that would be a sign something's wrong, but I digress. They decide that God has appointed them to settle there, and they'll do God's will and build a family. It's like the... It's like Swiss Family Robinson, but not much fun. There's no treehouse, by the way, in this one. But there they are, trying to eke an existence from the fallow land, praise be to God, and build their homestead near this very dark and mysterious wood. And, yes, things happen. They have a little baby, extra baby comes along.
I thought they already had the baby before they left.
No, she was preggers, but...
Preggers, very well put.
Well, it's Old English, preggers. She's in the family way.
Say that again.
And she be giveth a baby from the Lord, you know, father.
Okay.
And giveth a baby.
Okay.
Called Samuel. And what happens to Samuel?
Well, he gets kind of abducted, doesn't he?
Well, he vanishes when he's with Thomasy. And Thomasy, of course, is played amazingly by Anya.
Oh, she carried this movie. I mean,
Anya
Taylor-Joy. They were amazing performances all around, but she is the backbone of this
teenage
film.
Teenage girl, amazing. She's the oldest daughter and pretty much she was held responsible for the disappearance of little Samuel.
Because they were playing peekaboo at the time.
Peekaboo is
apparently
scary.
Apparently, this is really bad at peekaboo because she completely lost the baby.
I hate it when you play peekaboo and people, you know, they say, look, stand there, close your eyes, blindfold you, leave you, and then take your blindfold off peekaboo and you find yourself on the M61 highway. It's like, you know they don't want to play fair when that happens. It's a little bit like that, this film. Except there's a very mysterious wood.
Mm.
All right, Bailey, so that's the lead up to the film. What happens next?
What
goes on here?
Basically, the mother, whose name I've already forgotten because I'm really
Catherine.
Bad at Catherine, she is just racked with grief for most of the film.
Which is normal, yeah.
Yeah, and since Thomasy was the last person who saw the child, she takes a lot of her grief and anger
out
on her, you know, completely unfairly.
Mm. Which leads up to something that we've all come across before, I guess, in 1692.
Are you talking about the Crow?
No, Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, yep.
You know, the witch hunts, the Crucible, Arthur Miller, a very smelly, what's his name, with Winona Ryder, the Irish actor. He didn't wash, didn't you know, for the Crucible version that was done in the 90s?
I could believe
Daniel Day-Lewis, he didn't wash.
Right.
Oh, the acting crew did have problems with that. I know it's method, but that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Use soap, people, if you can. Right. Now, back in the time, it was probably, you know, hard making soap back then. But we do see something evil happening in the forest after the disappearance of the baby. Explain
very, very
that.
Evil rabbit.
Oh, you're talking about it's a hare, actually.
Oh, it's a hare. Okay,
so
my
it's
bad.
It's a hare with evil diabetic eyes.
Yeah. Joke aside, it actually was a very menacing hare.
I know. It was just, it would
somehow
just appear.
They found the most evil looking rabbit they could find and they milked it for all it was worth. Not literally milked it.
Mm.
Because that would
but
be creepy.
But there was a hare wrangler.
Yes. A hare wrangler.
Especially for the project, for the film. Now, of course, if you like your witch films to be very disturbing and quite dreadful, filled
dreadful
with ominousness, this is the movie for you. There is a scene of the making of flying unguent. And if you don't know what that is, look it up. It's basically a paste that's made out of certain body parts. And it's made by witches so they can learn to fly.
Yep.
They haven't obviously, you know, heard of the Wright brothers at this stage. So they think by painting the remains of a
person recently abducted
onto the skin, it's somehow going to make them fly. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's an old recipe, apparently.
Thinking. But yeah.
Look, it's very graphic, and those scenes sound very...
It is very graphic. There's a lot of non-erotic but full frontal nudity throughout the film.
It's not attractive.
It's very not attractive.
Yeah, it's just like starving white people in the middle of the wilderness.
Yeah, and they're like, these people...
Even the corn looks sick.
Yeah.
And they're growing corn, they've got sheaves of corn, and the corn doesn't look healthy. You don't want to barbecue that. You don't want to cream corn that on your toast. In fact, I don't think they even need wheat because the ground that they're growing the food, something's wrong with that ground.
Yeah, something's wrong with the ground. And there's actually a major plot point that the only food that they could grow was corn, and even that wasn't
working out very well. Yeah, it was rotten. It was disgusting. So, yeah, things aren't going well. They're not integrating into the wilderness very well. And then along comes this hag.
Yeah, this creepy old woman.
Mm. And apparently they used a 90-year-old woman.
Yeah, I can
believe
it.
As a stunt double. There you go, for you guys.
Yep, I can believe it.
Yep. Look, I'm impressed with this film. It's getting lots and lots of positive reviews out there.
Yeah,
it's already out in the States. Sadly, it's not out till March the 17th.
I know, we constantly get shafted for good movies here.
We do sometimes, especially critical ones like this, I think. And his influences, you can see, Elizabethan pamphlets on the subject of witches, Grimm Brothers comes up, fairy tales like Snow White.
Yeah, I think it's
symbols there.
I think during the credits, or like right as the movie ends, as the credits roll, I think the movie said that it was inspired by all of these like fairy tales and like folklores and rumors and myths that kind of came out of this era. Like there's a very Snow White vibe throughout the film, especially with a certain apple that shows up.
Yeah, we won't talk about that, but you need to see it. Also very Puritan, Calvinist. These people are obsessed with being godly.
Oh, yeah.
And doing everything by God, everything, like, they chant all the time, incantations.
Every part of their life. You know,
pretty
like, dinner time, pray to God. Go to sleep, pray to God. Wake up, pray to God.
In the middle of sleep, praying to God.
Yeah.
But if they're doing that, they must be a witch, because they must be sleepwalking. Therefore, the demons have influenced them. What are you going to give this film?
A 4.5 out of 5. I think it's incredible.
I'm giving it a 4 out of 5, for sure. I was impressed, and I hope to see more from this guy.
Oh, yeah.
It took 26 days to film and about 6 years to research and work on.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And he's only done short films before. He's worked in Shakespeare as a designer, production designer. He did a stage play of Nosferatu, which would have been wonderful to see.
Really? Oh, I can see that would definitely have gone well.
So there's a bit of a Hansel and Gretel moment in the forest.
Definitely a Hansel and Gretel vibe, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Bailey.
Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to Robert Eggers, more from him. And that's The Witch. So out March 17 around Australia. Good luck if you see it. It's not what you expect.
Yeah.
And it's pretty creepy. And
it is incredibly creepy.
I think it's the It Follows for 2016.
I kind of agree, yeah.
That's why I have you on, because you agree with me.
I don't always agree with you. Time. See, I just disagreed with you.
No. And so the end of the show does come. It cometh and it goeth.
Yeah.
And God has said to me tonight that everything will be all right. That rhymes, and that's pretty sad.
Yep.
And now I feel terribly, terribly bad. But thank you for coming back.
Did you write
back.
That before the show?
Yeah, it took me years to write that. Thanks, Bailey, for the A to Z of horror.
Thanks for having me. It's always good to come on.
Bit of a, you know, little bit of a different thing tonight for The Witch. And thanks to all the innuendo crew, all 15,000 of you. Thank you to, let me try, Pauline, Heidi, I'm looking the wrong way, Joe, Charlie, Catherine, Heidi again, and that woman who is to blame for all of this, Sarah Lamberg. Congratulations. Don't forget innuendo. How do we find it, everybody?
innuendomovie.com. InnuendoMovie.com, or we're in Facebook under Innuendo, or we're in Twitter, we're in all that social media.
Yay.
Just try and find Innuendo somewhere. You need some Innuendo in your life.
And there we go. That's the end of Women in Horror Month for 2016. Don't forget to keep watching your horror.
I always do.
You do it with a woman.
I always watch horror.
And good night. This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy.
And dead young.
You've been listening to a special podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream for Women in Horror Month 2016, celebrating all things girly, all things gory, women who make horror, from books to cinema to comics to zines, all sorts of chat and things to do with women in horror. Spooky bitches. Thanks for listening to Women in Horror, only on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, because it's Women in Horror Month, February 2016.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.